You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, we did get a little taste of spring yesterday, a sure sign that the Juno Arts and Humanities Council's annual Spring into Art event is coming our way, and Nancy DeTourney is here to talk about that and give us an overview in general of the art scene in Juno. And Nancy is the executive director of the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Of course, she's in the perfect position to see the big picture. So maybe, Nancy, a good place to start might be with First Friday, which is coming up this Friday.
It is First Friday this Friday. It's exciting. We've got, you know, in our exhibit, I'm excited about it, is the architects from MRV Architects are each submitting artwork, and it's really fun. Paul Volkers, who many of you may know from the Plain Rain people, he often has beautiful watercolors, ink, pen and ink. He encouraged all of his coworkers and whatnot to put their things in. So there's all sorts of things from beading to, anyway, it's very exciting. There's most of them have never exhibited before. So it's a really exciting opportunity for them. And it's one of the things we like to do with our gallery is give artists an opportunity to grow. And, you know, one of them was just here and he kept saying, well, I don't know if this is worthy. And my wife kept saying, it's beautiful, get it in. So it's going to be great.
Well, you know, you were talking about, you know, the opportunity to be able to see things. And of course, last month, the wearable art extravaganza came and went. But I understand that if you didn't make it, that you've actually got an opportunity to experience a piece of it.
Yes, that is happening in the main hall on First Friday. I think we have 7, possibly 8 of the pieces will be there. Some will be there with the artists, some will not be there with the artists, but you'll be able to come in and there's a whole different appreciation that you get for the piece. It's one thing to have it on the runway, because you see the big outlines, you see the big structure of it, but when you get up close, you can see the artistry and craftsmanship that has gone into it. So this is an opportunity for you to really get up and see what kind of artists are. I mean, it's really amazing what goes into making these. So those will be in the main hall for everybody to look at during First Friday. So come on down for that. And Betsy Sims has put together a wonderful ocean-related soundtrack. So everybody will be dancing around to that. So First Friday at the Jack is going to be loads of fun. So I want to see everybody come on down. You do still need to be masked, and we're probably going to be hoping that you're all vaccinated too. There is also happening at the Planetarium, which hasn't had anything in a while. They have short 360 movies on the Planetarium Dome. So that starts at 5:30 and ends at 7:30. That's kind of free and it's fun. And a lot of places don't have planetariums, and we're kind of lucky to have it. So if you didn't know about it, come on down and see their little films. The Juno Douglas City Museum has an exhibit called Energy, the 18th annual 12 by 12s. This is always fun to be restricted to a 12 by 12 piece to see what people come up with. They do this every year. It's really a fun exhibit. It'll be up for the whole month, and that opens at 4, closes at 7. Annie Kales has Sarah Davidson, who is a photographer, and Kevin Jeffrey are going to be there. They open at 4:30 and close at 7:30, and that they will have their stuff in there through the month. But both of those photographers do beautiful, beautiful work. Plus, if you haven't been into Annie Kales for a while, she's always laying stuff in that you need right away to look at. Anyhow, so the State Museum's got a really cool net hanging demonstration and exhibit that's happening. So like fishing nets, we're talking. So you can come in, I believe at 4:30, it's only on First Friday, so you got to go see it. It's at 4:30. I'm trying to get all the details up here so I know what I'm talking about. But they're discussing the art of net hanging and how to demonstrate hanging corks. And I know part of my family is fishermen, and the net mending and all of that is quite the craft. And so anyway, stop in and get more information and watch somebody who's really an artist at it. Barnaby Brewing's also got an opening. That's Shelley Marshall of Shell Arts Studio, a marine biologist, angler, and artist. She uses the stuff that she catches to make artwork. So stop in at Barnaby. They're opening at 4 and closing at 8. Copa has new work from Jane Lindsay and Pua Maunu. Many of you know those artists. So First Friday's got lots of things, and I think the weather's going to be okay, don't you think?
Oh, I think it's certainly, it might be wet, but it's not going to keep us away. But you must be feeling lots better, because these new First Fridays feel a lot different than they have over the last couple of years. It's like we're coming out of this cocoon, COVID cocoon.
It's really nice. You know, we did experiment with the virtual and online version of things, and I'm really glad we did that. But that was really surprisingly labor intensive to be able to put those exhibits up online. So I'm really happy that we're able to be out and about and visit with people. It's so nice to see people again. And I guess the spring light is encouraging and all that. So it's just very, very, it's, here we come. We're back.
You've got that annual Spring into Art that you're already hatching. What's going on with that?
So that is something we did the first time last year in May, the first weekend in May. And it's in collaboration with the partnership, the group that's organizing the new building and trying to raise funds for that. And it's mostly what it is, this is free. It's not a fundraiser. It is an opportunity for kids and families to come. There'll be drawing stations. We're going to have little animals that they can draw, little goats, little chickens, all that kind of stuff. There'll be live music, all kinds of stuff. It's just down at the Whale, and it's just a nice opportunity to get out and about with your family and have a nice time drawing and doing art things. And that's going to be May 7th. I believe that is that the Saturday? Yes. So in between there, we'll have more wearable arts. We have a quilting class coming up with Reggie Schapp. She's come, she is an amazing seamstress, works with us, and she has going to be teaching a quilting class on March 13th. So it's the start of spring break. So you can learn how to do this quilting thing. And if you like it, then you could quilt for the whole of spring break and have some gifts to give to people or hot pads or whatever sort of thing. So we got that coming up. We're going to be having, I need to get, let people know that the scholarships, the individual artist grants, and the major grant applications are up on our website. We will be, they're due, the applications are due April 15th. So check those out. The fine arts scholarships are for kids in grades 7 through college. So check those out. Individual artists grants for individuals who've got, you know, professional development or tools or anything that they need, opportunity for funding. So we really want to encourage people to get in there and apply for money. We like that. It's all like that sort of stuff.
This past month, it's been so nice to attend in-person events, and of course, Perseverance Theater still has their play Brothers Paranormal going on.
Yeah, so don't miss it. Everybody that's been to see it, I don't get to go till Sunday. Everybody who's been to see it is hilarious and fun and really absolutely enjoyable. So by all means, everybody should get their tickets and go to that, because, just like old times.
Well, you know, it wasn't quite like old times in that it was really impressive in how Perseverance Theater created space between people in the seating to make it COVID safe. And, you know, and I know that's got to be tough on them because they can't recoup their costs for putting on these performances. But it was, I'll give you a hint that you'll really enjoy it, because it really evokes a mix of emotions. And there are some genuinely scary moments in this.
Somebody told me you have to pay attention to who's dead. So I guess I better pay attention to that sort of stuff. You know, another thing that we've got coming up right away this next week is Poetry Out Loud, which is the annual, it's a national scholarship competition. Kids learn to recite poetry. We're not doing it live. It used to be that we would do it here in the KTOO studios, but KTOO will be broadcasting it for us, recording it and broadcasting it. Kids have an opportunity to earn a $20,000 scholarship, and 1 year the Alaska kid did win. So, you know, sometimes I think I don't like poetry, and then I listen to the kids reciting their poems, and it's so powerful and so moving. So there's just, I'm excited by all the things that are going on. You're kind of new to town, right? And so this is kind of different from, I mean, you're going to start seeing Juneau the way it used to be.
Well, I used to come here to cover the legislature. And I did that at five different times. But, you know, you're always working and you never get to enjoy the things that are going on. And then, of course, I started my job here kind of in the height of COVID. So I haven't had a chance to partake of all these wonderful things, and I'm really feeling lucky, you know, just to be able to see the caliber of talent that Juneau has.
And just there's a spectrum, I think, that's really interesting. I mean, it's everything from the lectures out at Egan or at the Mendenhall Visitors Center to, you know, the drag shows or the mixed things that were happening at Red Dog this last weekend. It's just, to me, I think people just get an idea of something they want to do and they just do it. I like that about Juneau.
You know, and I also like the opportunity for the community to express themselves, whether it's that 12 by 12 art exhibit or even wearable art. I mean, that kind of comes from the ground up.
Yep. And, you know, have you seen that little free art library that they have at the museum?
You know, I haven't been up to the hill very much this year, so I need to check that out.
Now that the weather's getting nice, we'll go for a little walk. And what's got going on up there? Because I think it is. Let's see, I'm trying to look and see what else is coming ahead on the on the community calendar, and just reminding people that we do maintain a online community calendar at the Arts Council. If you want to put your stuff on it, either email us or there's a form on our website that you fill out. But we do try to make sure that everything that's happening is there so that we don't all put our fundraisers on the same weekend. Like we've got Girls on the Run coming up. Coach training is coming up. There's a market coming up. Just check our website out. It's jahc.org so that you're up to speed on everything that's happening. It's hard to keep up.
Well, the art scene is definitely a beehive. Well, we have to head out here and wrap up our show, but before we go, any last thoughts?
No, I do want to encourage people to apply for the scholarships and grants. And also, we're getting ready to put out the Kathy Colhorst Ruddy Awards for the Arts. So if you have a person in the arts that you would like to nominate for an award, we'll probably post the awards in August, but we will need to have the nominations before the end of May. So be thinking about that. Think of all the people that are doing wonderful things and nominate them.
Okay, that's a great idea. Thanks so much, Nancy. And I know that you are it's like a beehive, the Juneau art scene. And you are embedded.
Buzzing around. We're buzzing around. That's what's happening.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Nancy DeCherney.